All right, welcome back. Final segment of Who's Talking. We're down to Frank and Habbo now. I jumped in there too early. Frank wanted that bumper music.
I love Hotel California. I'm good.
Was that Frank Sinatra on there?
No, I
didn't hear that.
Thank God. Everybody would be sound asleep.
No. Well, you know, Frank is the best, the chairman of the board. But at any rate, final segment tonight. I thought the show is more upbeat than I was fearful that it would be, given that we were a little doom and gloom coming in here based on what happened last night. But we do thank Terry Gates and Chris Horn for joining us to talk a little recruiting, a little hoop, break down the sad results from last night.
I got a scoring report here.
Scoring report.
Our good friend Jeff Jones, former classmate of mine, in his ODU Monarchs defeated Tennessee Tech 75-59 in this Las Vegas 16 tournament.
Well, you're making me even more depressed. You're telling me Old Dominion is still playing and Virginia's done. That's my...
I think this is a pay-to-play event.
It is pay-to-play. You know, but if you have, a little luck at the tables, you can make up for that pay-to-play.
There you go. I bet you Jeff Jones is – he's probably not doing that.
No, I don't think so. No.
Anyway, hey, let's get back. We have requested the presence on our show of none other than Bronco Mendenhall. We hope we can get the head coach to jump in here.
Yeah, we should point out next week, April the 4th, we were hoping that would be the Championship Monday show, but it is our final regularly scheduled show for Season 7. We're looking at the schedule to maybe do a show in May or June to finish up the Olympic sports. Hopefully lacrosse, tennis, baseball will have some
golf.
Positive things going on.
Golf
as
and
the
crew.
Spring involves.
You love the crew team.
Oh, yeah. I love the ladies going back down to what's the lake at Clemson? They always have the ACC. Lake Harwell or something like that.
We've owned it. It should be called Lake Wahoo.
That's true. That's true.
I think the
– you can't beat our
Coach Sauer loves that trip. You know, that has to be the happiest place for him to go because they've won like 10 straight races down there.
Well, Clemson's a nice place to visit. I'm sure they have a good time down there and come
Need
back
some
with
good
some
barbecue.
A little hardware, ACC hardware.
Some sweet tea and some barbecue.
You know, I think we've only won one ACC championships this academic year so far. Is women's swimming it?
Yeah.
So we that's a bad year for us. We've been on a 4 or 5 ACC championships academic year.
I still feel like men's tennis and women's tennis.
Well, men's tennis will clearly.
Women are going to. It's going to be a little dicey, but I think they could upset the apple cart.
Oh, for the first time in years. I mean, you know, Carolina clearly is a worthy opponent these days.
Yeah.
So the ACC tennis is not a foregone conclusion the way it has been in recent years.
Although they lost recently. So maybe they got a little cocky after they had upset the Cavs in the indoors. But Wahoos have been rolling since then. So I have a funny feeling Brian Bolden and Dusty Taylor and all those guys have got the Wahoos playing the way they should.
You said earlier, baseball, Connor Jones, if Brian O'Connor can figure out some pitching beyond his ace, then the baseball team, I think, will certainly show more promise as the spring evolves.
No doubt. All right, let's talk about the Final Four real quick. We're not going to be there, unfortunately, but hats off to number 2 Villanova versus number 2 Oklahoma. That should be a great game on April the 2nd. 6:09 p.m. will be the tip-off, and I think there's going to be a lot of shooting. Hopefully there'll be some made baskets.
I haven't noticed. I have to assume the line on that game is going to be very tight.
Nip and tuck.
I think that's going to be a very, very competitive, compelling game.
Second game is an interesting contrast. The Tar Heels of North Carolina versus the Orangemen.
I think the Syracuse Orange bubble finally bursts.
Yeah.
I think the Tar Heels, it may be a game for a while, but I think Carolina will win that fairly comfortably.
Well, if
I think
Bryce,
they just have too many weapons for Syracuse.
If Bryce Johnson doesn't throw the ball up in the air and get a technical or whatever, maybe they can.
And
the
other thing about Syracuse, I mean, they basically played 7 guys, but the 7th guy last night, who was Franklin Howard, played 9 minutes. So they have a short bench, which may relate back to their reduction of scholarships. I don't know, but
well, one thing is they play zone, and you know, in that zone defense, you know, it's not the same rubbing and bumping and chasing that's involved in man-to-man. And that's one way to save that energy.
Well, there are two things. One, obviously, Carolina shooting the basketball from the perimeter. Joel Berry is terrific. Marcus Page has been streaky. He's been better lately. The one thing about a zone, oftentimes you don't have the best blockout positions as the ball goes up to the glass, and Carolina is just terrific, particularly Bryce Johnson from an offensive rebounding standpoint.
Kennedy Meeks has been playing well.
Meeks and Hicks and James, they just keep coming at you with big bodies at Carolina. So I just think they have too many weapons for Syracuse.
That's what you would think.
Well, that's right. I thought we had too many weapons
for Syracuse.
I was a little nervous because the one thing about Virginia against the zone is I've felt all year one of our problems was perimeter shooting, which last night, fortunately, London got us going early. But, you know, Malcolm just did not shoot the ball well from the perimeter, neither did Devin Hall. So hopefully Kyle Guy will come next year and give us that perimeter shooting that will stretch the defense a little bit more.
Don't worry, Wahoos. There's a lot of talent coming in. Mamadi Diakite.
One of his better recruiting classes coming in next year.
Oh, yeah, ranked number, I believe, seventh in the nation. But the two players that redshirted this year, Austin Nichols and Mamadi Diakite, are both players, 6'9", 6'10". And these guys have awesome ability.
Well, Mamadi may not be ready, but clearly Austin Nichols
is. He's going to be ready. He's going to be ready.
Well, he's already played a year at Memphis, so he understands.
That's Nichols.
Yeah, not Mamadi, Austin Nichols. So I think Austin Nichols certainly looks to be the heir apparent for the Anthony Gill starting slot.
Hey, got to give a high five to these players.
What a career they had.
Tremendous 3 years,
right.
Tremendous 4 years stats. And I believe they had the most wins ever since the Samson era.
Samson era.
And that's saying something. And in 3 years, three trips to the NCAAs, and they got to the round of 16, and they got to the Elite Eight. And
so a lot of success, just disappointment because we wanted that one additional step, but it wasn't to be.
Maybe the next group of kids can do it. All right. Wahoos will be off until this summer when they'll start informal practices.
Don't forget, one more regular show next Monday. We'll talk to you at 6 o'clock. Listen to Who's Talking next Monday evening.
Go Wahoos.